This is Kim from Playing with Fireband. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.
Better place than heaven. You'd be dancing on the streets in London town. And if I could give to you a life that could never be taken, would I really ever know how wonderful it was to have you around? Oh, oh, if I could turn the years back, I would. You gave to me a piece of your heart. The soul is the sum of its parts. The pain that I feel is the part that's now gone. But there are other parts within my heart. I see all the faces around me. But friendship sometimes falls prey to time.
Title track to the album Closer Than We Know. That's Playing with Fire, Playing with Fire band. We've got the band here. Hi there, Kim. And Kim, tell me who all is here with you today.
Hey there. So my name is Kim Wickham. I've got Dan Ray next to me. He's our lead guitar player. Mr. Al Cash, our wonderful drummer. Stevie Wright, also known as Lefty. And we've got Jeff Britton over there. He plays bass guitar.
All right, we're going to find out more about the band in just a little bit, but that song right there, the title track to the album, is a very special song. Can you tell us a little bit about the story writing that song?
Absolutely. I went to Syracuse University and graduated from musical theater department in 1989. In 1988, I was over in London studying. I was supposed to be on Pan Am 103. Obviously, I missed the plane, but 13 of my friends, including my best friend, were on it. This year is the 30-year anniversary of the bombing of Pan Am 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. That song I wrote 30 years ago and performed it at Syracuse University. luckily for me, my bandmates knew how important it was, and they kind of forced me to turn it into a rock ballad, and it is now the title track of our CD.
Was it hard to perform that?
I honestly could not even sing it. I had to sing one phrase at a time, and every phrase I would break down crying. At one point, actually, my brother came to a band practice. This was about a year into doing the song. I couldn't even sing it in front of him. So when we eventually had our CD release party, you know, quite a while later, I was a little unsure whether I would be able to perform it in public, but luckily I really focused very hard, and we did perform it, and we did a wonderful job with it, and now we regularly do it live.
Now, at this point, does that song help you?
It helps me because I wrote it for my friend Nicole Boulanger, and her parents, it means so much to them that I wrote it for her. And it means a lot to my other friends' families as well. You know, it's not only about her, it's really about all of us. We're one big family. You know, I just went to Syracuse University for the first time in 30 years, about a month ago, for the memorial services, and saw a lot of people that I know. And really, it is like one big family. We're brought together by a terrible tragedy. I think, you know, a lot of them are very thankful for my song.
Sure.
So it's an honor to have, had such a wonderful band that allowed me to do it.
Well, I'm glad you guys recorded it. It's great.
Thank you.
Really great tune. Well, let's have you guys play a couple songs live in the studio now. This next one you'll play, Wishes. Do you want to say anything about Wishes?
Wishes was written by Stevie Wright. It's one of the songs that we play at pretty much every gig. We usually end our shows with it. And our fans typically know it so well. They sing along with us, and sometimes they actually... they're crying, they come up on stage and they sing with us. It's really one of our most popular songs.
This is Al of Playing with Fire Band. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.
Please.
is for you, baby. If you remember, you will smile.
Live at EXT with the Playing With Fire band, and their album is called Closer Than We Know. That song, Wishes, right here live at EXT. Who wants to say how the band got started? Stevie, get closer to that microphone and tell us a little bit about how did Playing With Fire band get started?
Oh my goodness, it takes me back thinking about this.
How long ago was it first?
2004, I believe it was. It originally began as a group of firefighters. I'm a 45-year Jolly Volley in the local department. A couple of musicians said, hey, you know, we ought to start something. And we did, you know, for fun. And it kind of stuck. It's just morphed since there. People with their careers and families and whatnot all went different directions. My family's pretty much out of the house, and I'm retired.
So Kim, have you been keeping the band together?
I've been keeping the band together.
Pulling new people in when you needed them?
Yes. We've had quite a string of talent that's been with us, but Kim and I right now are the veterans,
veterans
of Playing With Fire band.
I was going to ask where the name came from, but now you have sort of answered that question by that you all were firefighters when you started?
When we first started,
yeah.
Yep.
So I'm assuming that's where the name came from then.
That's correct.
Yeah, very cool. The album that's out now, Closer Than We Know, how long did that take to get you guys to make that record?
Well, we wrote everything and then got into the studio in between gigging and rehearsals and about 15 months of work with John Chiara at Albany Audio.
Now, the songwriting, who does the songwriting for the band? Is it kind of an everybody kind of thing?
We've got quite a mixture. Kim's a great songwriter. I think there's five on the CD that are mine. Danny's got the funny aspect of the songwriting, as well as some of the newer material that you haven't heard yet is going to rock as well.
We're live at EXT. Playing With Fire band is here. The album is called Closer Than We Know. What would you guys say would be sort of the biggest influence on the band musically? Are there a couple of artists?
As Woody Allen would say, may I interject? When I came in, I had a pretty broad view of the immense talent that's in this band. As we started to progress, I said, you know, there's a lot of influences, but I think, of course, it's classic rock, but I think we covered a lot of genres and not genuine, from California to down south to New York. There's a lot of songs, a mixture of songs that are legit as far as being roots-oriented. Not totally roots, but we cover a lot of things here without and try to be genuine and keep it interesting. The band is really interesting. There's a lot of different influences here, but it's American classic roots rock is basically where it's coming from.
Cool. Let's have you guys play a couple more songs. Does anybody want to say anything about All I Can See?
All I Can See started at a practice one night when Kim came bouncing in the room, and I just put some lyrics in my head and thought about them, went home, kind of slept on it. And then the next morning, with my wife getting ready to go to work, that process, I could smell her perfume, and she wasn't in the room. And you'll hear it in the lyrics. But it kind of all came together as a start with my favorite rock star over here, Kim, bouncing into practice.
Thank you.
I'm gonna do. You're always on my mind. It happens all the time. It's your look, it's your laugh, it's the touch of your skin. You enter a room, it's the way you walk in. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. For a minute I'm blind, you're all I can see. You're all I can see. You're all I can see. I'll dream of you tonight. Corner table, candlelight. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'll wake up dreaming of you. It's your hair, it's your clothes, the perfume you wear. When you're not in the room, can tell you were there. You're the star of my life, you always shine bright. I can still see you when I turn out the light. You're all I can see. You're all I can see.
Hi, this is Steve from Playing With Fire Band. This is your home for local music, for local 518 every day. Keep it on 97.7 WEXT.
It's not about you.
Live at EXT, Local 518, the Playing With Fire Band is here. That song, Not About You. Their album is Closer Than We Know. You had mentioned earlier about your fans singing songs with you and everything. Tell us about your fans. They follow you around, and how do they keep track of you, tabs of where you are?
We have a pretty robust presence on Facebook website. Again, as the newest member of the band, I'm amazed at the loyalty that I've seen with people that come to these shows. They're actually listening, and it's fun. It's fun to watch. It's a very strong local following. You know, one of the pleasures is what we do with music. It's a gift that we have. And one of the things is we pick up on the energy, and we're grateful to do it. And we're really grateful that people like this stuff. It's an exchange. And when you see people smiling and they enjoy the music, what better thing can you have? That's what it's about. But we've had some other players come. We got some serious local session players that join us. One being Sonny Speed, keyboard player, and Josh Greenberg, an incredible sax player, and a harp player, Joe Graziano. They come up, and one of the last plays we played, the owner came up, blew the roof off. But it's really nice to hear that, when other players came up and really be part of this thing.
Yeah, so our last drummer, Mr. Earl Johnson, we all know him, and we're very good friends with him. His granddaughter had a surgery, and this is one of the benefit shows that we actually did, where we invited everyone at the end of the show up on stage to do wishes. I felt like we were almost doing We Are the World. It was pretty incredible. It was just so much electricity in the house, and every single person knew the words. We were looking around, and I mean, I honestly wanted to cry watching everyone up there on stage with us. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had.
And even though it's probably pretty easy to find you guys online, let's let folks know where your website is and how and where they can find you.
Yeah, so our website is playin', P-L-A-Y-I-N, with, W-I-T-H, fireband.net. So please visit our website. We've got an awesome website. Look us up on Facebook and Google us.
We're an official business on Google.
We have an official business on Google as well, yes.
Well, I thank you guys so much for stopping by and playing some songs with us today.
Thank you, Chris, for having us.
This last song, Chatter.
We talked about this being covering American roots. So this is a direct linkage to CBGB's in Max's, Kansas City, of the scene that I came out of. It's punk rock, beefed up a little bit. It's a fun song, straight out of CBGB's in punk rock. That's what it is. Hi, this is Dan Ray from the Playing With Fire Band. This is your home for local music. It really is. Local 518 every day. Keep it on 97.7 WEXT. Keep your radio dial where it is.
Talk about love, make a speech about hate. Your filibusters can never This is Jeff of Playing With Fire Band. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.